And from WHYY, we are live in Philadelphia. It is 4:04. Good afternoon. I'm Cherry Gregg. Philadelphia is once again starting another year with dramatically fewer murders. WHYY's Tom McDonald has more.
The 1 a.m. incident in the 9300 block of Frankfort Avenue near Pearson had a Kia striking a pole so hard the engine from the car was ejected into the street and the driver was thrust into the rear of the vehicle. Police Captain Christopher Bradshaw says they're trying to figure out exactly how the crash occurred.
They'll obviously be looking for any type of video.
That is the wrong audio. Again, Philadelphia is once again starting another year with dramatically few murders. WHYY's Tom McDonald has more.
A month and a half into 2026, DA Larry Krasner said violence in the city is down, even compared to this time last year when the numbers were also way down.
I would rather have 12 homicides than 67 on the 13th day of February 2026. And what we have today is 12.
After announcing the numbers, the DA gave out $400,000 worth of grants to community organizations who he says are the reason for the drop in violence in the city. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
Matchmaking service 3-Day Rule has created an AI iPhone app designed to help you find your true love. The app is named Ty and will familiarize itself with you and help you scour through other users and narrow down your search. Here's Adam Cohen, CEO of 3-Day Rule, on how the AI companion functions.
The matchmaker will go and vet people on the app for you. They'll have conversations, get to know people. And then when they think they found a compatible match for you, they will then bring you back people that have already said yes to you. And then it's up to you to decide, do you want to have a conversation or not?
The application is only available for Apple users with an Android version in production. At 4:06, it's a sunny 35. This is WHYY.